Welcome to your weekly film show here on RN, The Final Cut. My name's Jason DeRosso. Today, two more films vying for Best Picture at this year's Oscars. Spotlight, about the Boston journalists who blew open the Catholic Church's vault of secrecy on pedophile priests. And a film about a young woman held captive for years by a rapist, Room. Remember this name, Brie Larson. She will win the Oscar for Best Actress for this role.
I'm from the Boston Globe, but I'm digging around for Spotlight.
Spotlight's on this?
Yeah, we're looking into it, but you gotta help me.
The Boston priests abused kids in six different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing.
This is bigger than Boston. This is the whole system.
Spotlight team, show me that it came from the top down.
Truck, wiggle out, jump, run, somebody.
I'm scared.
I know. I'm gonna be there in your head talking to you the whole time.
Truck, wiggle out, jump when the truck slows down, run, somebody.
You all right?
Jack, listen to me. This is our chance.
Also on the show this week, an Englishman in New York, well, actually in New Jersey, critic Ashley Clark will be talking about the latest developments in the Oscars So White controversy. He's written extensively on race in film, and he has some interesting thoughts on the backlash against the backlash over the all-white acting nominations at this year's Oscars. You'll also meet a man from the Museum of Modern Art in New York, Dave Kerr, who's one of a small army of film curators around the world trying to preserve the world's celluloid film heritage, one reel at a time. But first, to two movies I can recommend this week, Spotlight and Room, both films about sexual predators that take a very different approach. Spotlight is based on the true story of a group of investigative journalists at the Boston Globe newspaper, known as the Spotlight Team, and their long quest to prove that the Catholic Church was involved in a systemic cover-up of child abuse. In Hollywood, films about journalists tend to come in one of two categories. Either they're about journalists as cynics, cowards, or worse, or they're about noble, principled individuals trying to do the right thing. Spotlight clearly is in the second camp, sitting up there with All the President's Men as a crusading story. But there are elements of the dark side too. Who was it at this paper who received all this information about pedophile priests years ago and decided not to act on it? Furthermore, once this team of reporters, played by Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams and Brian Darcy James, once they're firmly on the same page, there are still some heated moments when their fears and doubts turn inwards and their internal debates about when to publish, how long to wait, reflect anxieties about what it means to be a good journalist and just to be plain good.
I'm not going to rush the story, Mike.
We don't have a choice, Robbie. If we don't rush to print, somebody else is going to find these letters and butcher the story. Joe Quimby from the Herald was at the freaking courthouse.
Mike.
What? Why are we hesitating? Barron told us to get law. This is law.
Barron told us to get the system. We need the full scope. That's the only thing that will put an end to this.
Then let's take it up to Ben. Let him decide.
We'll take it to Ben when I say it's time.
It's time, Robbie. It's time. They knew, and they let it happen to kids, okay? It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us.
The gritty depiction of this quest is what's key. Director and co-writer Tom McCarthy has a background in indie films like The Station Agent and The Visitor, and he's gone to great lengths to recreate the dull newspaper offices, the unglamorous work outfits bought on modest journalist wages, the sensible haircuts. This emphasis on cold, light-of-day realism underscores Spotlight's theme of finding truth beneath the mirrored, deceptive surfaces of the Catholic media machine and legal defence. Boston is a Catholic town. You see it in the way that people seem so careful when they're talking to church hierarchy. And on occasion, you see it in a blunt visual metaphor, like a shot of a suburban house dwarfed by a massive, shadowy church in the background. In this context, Liev Schreiber, who plays the new softly spoken Jewish editor of the newspaper, is an outsider leading a team of traitors. But they're noble in their betrayal, of course, fighting for justice on behalf of those who, tellingly, are unable to raise the issues themselves. Journalism is the hero here, and Spotlight is a compelling, impassioned and nostalgic glimpse of the work it requires and the time that was once allowed for this work. It's a statement of the effort and courage it takes to smash the concrete foundations of how things were always done. And it is a fine film. Room tells a different story. It's a film about a victim who does stand up and needs no voice but her own to speak out. The film opens in a tiny room with one skylight where this young woman is living in squalor with her 5-year-old son. He was born here, fathered by her captor and abuser. And she makes the best of the situation, singing songs to him, telling him stories, baking cakes. And when bad old Nick comes to visit, she hides the boy in a closet from where neither he nor us can fully see what happens next on the bed with the creaking mattress. It's no spoiler to tell you that mother and son get out of this room, because what's really at stake once they do is how they cope with the world that they encounter. The family that since transformed, the hospital psychologists, the media. If Spotlight is a film about journalists as heroes, Room's view on the media is pretty jaded. Reporters are vultures. They hang outside the family home in the midwinter cold, wanting a glimpse of the mother and son. They offer huge sums of money for voyeuristic one-on-one interviews that serve to titillate their audiences. It's a cynical worldview from Irish director Lenny Abrahamson, working from a script by Emma Donoghue, who is adapting her own novel, which was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. But it's tempered, this cynicism, by an optimism about parenting as instinct and human endurance. Brie Larson, in the lead role, glows with such intensity she's like a gold icon, emanating life force from beneath the unwashed hair and the sunken eyes. The supporting players like Joan Allen, William H. Macy and Sean Bridges, not to mention the fantastic child actor Jacob Tremblay, are all good. And while Room is in some ways an obviously manipulative fairy tale and suffers from some story compression in the first half, it has the capacity to hit some deeper insights later, especially around the guilt and resentment that runs between parents and children, and the surprising places that people can sometimes find forgiveness.
I don't need to rest. That is not what the doctor said. You don't know what he said because it was a confidential conversation and you don't know what he said.
All right. I feel like you're impossible to talk to right now.
Well, sorry. Well,
no, you're not sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. You have no idea what's going on in my head.
Yeah, well, try me. I have asked you.
And then what? Then every time you look at me, that's all that you see?
When I look at you, Joy, I will see my daughter.
Room, as well as Spotlight, released this week. Expect to see them among the big winners at the Oscars.